Good morning, this is John Alls, and I want to welcome you this morning. And on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, we'd like to invite you to join us for services this morning, starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and 11 a.m. for worship services. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestville, Missouri. And you're also welcome to join us for services tonight, which start at 4 o'clock with a prayer class and then 4:30 for worship services. Now, usually we would also have a Wednesday night Bible study, which starts at 7, but this week we'll be having our annual Bible Institute. Now, if you've never been to one of our Bible Institutes, let me take a minute to share with you a little bit about what all is involved. The meeting will start Monday evening at 7 p.m. We'll have two guest speakers as well as some congregational singing. And then starting on Tuesday all the way through Friday, we'll have two speakers every morning beginning at 10 a.m., and then those services will be followed with a noon meal. Now then we'll all join back together each evening at 5:30 for another meal, and then two more speakers starting at 7 o'clock. And again, that will continue from Tuesday all the way through Friday. And we do encourage you to stop by as many times as possible to worship the Lord with us throughout this next week. Now let's get started with today's message. Now with the start of a new month, we're going to pick up on a new topic. Now this month, we'll share with you a message that Pastor Reynolds preached titled, Praying for the Promises. Now this message deals with the promises that God has given us in the Bible, but not just the promises, but the need to pray and to ask God to fulfill these promises. Now the first example that Pastor Reynolds will give us is when Daniel prayed that the Lord would deliver Judah from the Babylonian captivity. Now, we know that Jeremiah had already written by the inspiration of God that this would be done, but we still find Daniel praying and asking God to deliver them. Now, let's join Pastor Reynolds now as he starts this message about praying for the promises.
Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. I'd like to speak on this subject, praying for the promises. Daniel chapter 9, verse 2 and 3. There's a striking thing. Should you pray that God will do what He said He would do? Amen. Look at this. Here's Daniel. You know Daniel is a faithful man of God. And at this point, he is an older man of God. He's been in Babylonian captivity now for 70 years. And notice in verse 1, Daniel 9, verse 1, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, and you know that by the explanation here in verse 1, he said he's of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. So you understand by reading this that Darius is not a Babylonian. You remember that Judah went into captivity, the Babylonian captivity. They were held there for 70 years. After the 70 years was over, Cyrus, a Persian, and Darius, the Mede, came in and took over the Babylonian kingdom. And so he says in verse 1, in the first year of Darius. All right, so the 70-year captivity is over. Cyrus is the guy that's in charge, and Darius is joint authority here. He was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. Here in verse 2, in the first year of his reign. And this is repeated, I think, for a reason. Because it says in verse 1, in the first year of Darius, then it repeats it in verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the Lord, the word of the Lord, came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And so Daniel here, by studying, understood by books. He didn't understand this by inspiration. An angel did not come to Daniel and say, okay, Daniel, the 70 years are over. He understood it by books. And as a matter of fact, if you want to know the book he was reading, you can turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 and it'll tell you this. And Jeremiah and Daniel are contemporaries. They lived about the same time. So Daniel is reading what Jeremiah wrote. Let's read in Jeremiah chapter 29. And you can see what he was reading. So Daniel understood by books, reading what the Bible states here. Here's what Daniel's reading. Because he says, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. So this is what he was reading. Verse 10, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place." And also in Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 11, he says, "This whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and those nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years." So it's evident. Daniel was reading Jeremiah and found out that the captivity was to be 70 years, and it's in the first year of Darius, who had a joint reign with Cyrus. And if you want to read another little interesting excerpt, turn to the book of 2 Chronicles, the last chapter in the 2 Chronicles. Yes, he has chapter 36. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 22. "Daniel understood all these things by books, and he understood what was happening in his kingdom, that God had his hand on the release of Judah from the hold that they were under of the Babylonians being turned loose of the joint kingdom of the Medes and the Persians." Verse 22 of 2 Chronicles 36. "Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia," there it is again, the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia. Remember, there was a joint reign between the Persians and the Medes, "that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made proclamation throughout all of his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, Thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all of his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up." Here's a story. Daniel understood in Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. Daniel understood in the first year of Darius, the first year of Cyrus, and Daniel was a guy in the kingdom, right? I mean, he was way up there, right at the top. And he understood what was going on. He could see the day-by-day operations of the kingdom of Babylon. He was there and told Belshazzar, "Your kingdom is going tonight." His kingdom went that night. Cyrus came in, Darius came in, took over the kingdom. Daniel was still there in operation in the kingdom. And he also understood by books the number of the years, the 70 years are over. He was there when Cyrus made the decree for the Jews to go back to Judea. But what was it that Daniel did? Verse 3, Daniel chapter 9 and verse 3. We're talking about the subject of the night's message is praying for the promises. Praying for the promises. Even though it was very evident what God was doing, Daniel still prayed and confessed his sins, desiring that God would fulfill his promises. Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes." Now that tells you the way he prayed. It wasn't casual, but he prayed diligently unto the Lord. I think even fervently unto the Lord, even though he knew and could see, I'm thinking he could see it at this point, and perhaps Cyrus had not yet made his decree, but it all took place in the first year of Darius, the first year of Cyrus, at the very least. So he set his face unto the Lord God. And the Bible states there in verse 3, "And I set my face toward the Lord." He was turning away from all the evidence, everything about it. He was turning his face toward the Lord. And he was seeking by prayer and supplications. Not just prayer, but prayer and supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Well, that's a fervent prayer that he was really getting down to business with God, praying for the promises. There are promises that God has given to us, but we ought to pray that God would deliver on those promises, even if it looks like he's going to do it. We need to pray diligently that he will. In verse 4, and I will read some of his prayer. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spoke in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel that are near and that are far off, to all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. And I'm going to stop reading there. But he goes on and he makes his confession to the Lord. And actually, if you read down through here, he says over and over again, we have sinned, we have not hearkened. And you know, Daniel himself, he had listened. But he's here praying for his nation. And that's good to do that. It's good to pray that God forgive me of my sins. But I tell you what, it's a good thing for us to pray, Lord, forgive others of their sins. That's what Daniel is doing. And that's a good thing as well. And so that's what he's doing. But you see, and the point here that I want to get at is that even though Daniel could see, could know, and understand by books, he was not satisfied until he had talked to the Lord personally about it. Praying for the promises. We ought to pray for the promises. We ought to seek the will of the Lord. Look in verse 3. He said, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And so he is seeking for the promises to be fulfilled. Boy, that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to seek for the promise to be fulfilled. Let it never be said that we have the idea that God said it, that settled it, and I have nothing to do.
Have you searched God's Word for His promises? Now, Independence Baptist Church has put together a book that contains some of the promises that our members have personally found in the Scriptures, not only found them, but have been fulfilled for them. Now, many of these are not just one-time needs, but are promises that we lean on every day or in hard times. Now, let me read you one of the promises from this little book. Now, this promise is pointed out to us by Sister Shirley Lawson and is found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 through 30. This passage states, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now beside this verse, Sister Shirley has written, he has promised me his yoke is easy, and I can go to him with my trials and troubles and find rest. There are a lot of promises just like this scattered throughout the Scriptures, and I encourage you to search the Scriptures, find the promises from God, and then pray and ask God to fulfill them for you. Now, a word of warning to you, or a reminder, would be that this does not mean that God will give you everything that you desire or that you want. Now, another verse to keep in mind is James chapter 4, verse 3, which states, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. Now that being said, the Lord will provide all our needs, and he has promised us many things if we but ask him. So we encourage you again to search the Scriptures, to find those promises that God has promised, and to pray that he will fulfill them for you. Now we do want to thank you for listening this morning, and we encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about praying for the promises.